好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，今天讲到的题目是飞越死亡。
So my title today is passing over death.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's pray before the preaching.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
May Lord have a sovereignty in our life.
也愿意你继续在我们当中做主做王。
And may you continue to be our King, our Lord.
也求你在我们生命里边能够焕发出以马内利的同在。
May you just release the presence of the Emmanuel with us.
好，让我们有一天醒过来，发现原来神真在这里。
So when we wake up, we just realize God, you are just with us.
求主帮助我们有雅各在亚伯渡口上的反省。
May God just help us have just like the Jacob, he has a reflection at the foot of Jabal.
甚至哪怕是与主在摔跤。
Or even we just wrestle with the Lord.
我们要一生一世抓住耶稣基督不放啊。
We will just hold on to you forever.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，飞越死亡。
Passing over death.
飞越死亡还可以飞越的吗？
Can death actually be crossed over?
那到底是死亡飞越过去了呢？
Is it death that somehow passed us by?
还是属神的儿女飞过了死亡呢？
Or is it that the children of God are the ones who passed through that?
人生最怕的问题就是提出问题，对吧？
So in life, and the things we just afraid is that we just raise up a question.
那提出问题以后呢，又怕回答问题，对不对？
We raise up a question, and we're scared to answer it.
最好回答的问题刚好是标准答案，会不会啊？
And the best is that answer we can get, that is the standard answer.
但是回答问题并不是人生的问题啊。
However, to answer a question, that is not the
life. 因为人生不过是生死二字啊。
Because life just really comes down to just two words, life and death.
那么飞过了死亡之后又会遇见什么呢？
So after we cross over death, what will we encounter?
好，我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
击杀头生的。
The death of the firstborn.
这件事发生以前，其实摩西已经做出了预告的。
Before this happened, Moses had already given a warning.
要圣经说，耶和华这样说。
The Bible says, Moses said, this is what the Lord says.
留意啊，是耶和华这样说的，对吧？
Just pay attention. This is what the Lord
says. 他说，约到半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地。
About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt.
好，首先是神有言在先哦。
First of all, God spoke beforehand.
我们似乎有一个假设了。
We often have an assumption.
就是神是不会杀人的。
That God does not take life.
好像生死的问题是由人的道德去决定的，跟神没关系。
Seems like the life and death issue, and that's by the people's morality.
就是包括上帝在内，你也不可以落入一个人类的道德审判的，这个之下，对吧？
It seems like including God, and he also just fall into this the boundary of the judge.The morality.
反正神不可以杀人。
So God cannot kill.
呀，那个我们现在的教皇就去批评川普啦。
So now criticize about the President Trump.
你发动战争不对呀。
And it's not right for you to just.
上帝不会听发动战争的人祷告的。
God will not listen to the person who just.Issued war.
川普就用 AI 做了一个宣传话。
So President Trump just used AI to do just the announcement.
包括共产党的大外宣在内，也都深深还白左了，深深的利用了这一幅图画。
And including the communists, they also used this words.
他的意思是说，川普在自比耶稣，来取代上帝，来抢夺神的荣耀，大概这个意思了。
So their main focus is talking about the President Trump just kind of replace God.
我看了一下这幅画，我不觉得这幅画有他们所解释的那个意思。
I saw that picture. I don't think what they criticize is true.
我反倒看了这幅画，很符合川普的性格。
I just thought that this.Picture actually, it just fit the personality of Trump.
川普的性格，坦率讲，不为今天的政治啊，不为今天的社会，不为今天的教会，大多数人所认同，不一定的。
So President Trump's character may not be just fitting to the so-called the society or the church.
好像他总是有一点调侃呐、啊，小孩子气啊，不太成熟啊，这种感觉是显而易见的，全世界都看到。
Just the feeling that the way he presents is kind of immature.
我也不以为这幅画有多么的合适， 合一，我也不认为。
And I also do not agree that this picture is quite appropriate.
但是你说川普画的这幅 AI 的话，就是一个取代基督、抢夺基督的荣耀，这个帽子又太大了。
But if you say this picture, it's just like a President Trump just trying to replace Jesus Christ, and it's not quite true either.
教宗说的话吧，也有一些道德论断的这个嫌疑了。
And the words the Pope said also has a judgment in morality.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
呀，圣经里边也并没有说不可以杀人呢、啊，对吧
？In the Bible, it did not say God does not take life.
呀，可能你说有人就会说了，那我伊朗神权政治人杀了42000人，这是我自己国家的内政，你川普你管我干啥呢？
So maybe Iran will say, well, we just killed 42,000 people, and how can Trump say anything?
那中国也会有人说了，这是哪有什么普世价值，只有我自己的国家自家打扫门前雪，休管他人枉上霜啊。
So in China, maybe they just say, we just care about what happened just inside of our door.
我杀人放火与你何干？
So if I just kill and just set the fire, it has nothing to do with you.
希特勒当年杀了600万犹太人，教宗说话了吗
？At the time, and Hitler just killed 6 million of Jews. Has the Pope said anything?
呀，希特勒当年镇压了许许多多反对他的人。
During the time, and the Hitler persecute all the many people.
希特勒屠杀的不是单单本国人，是和全世界的范围的人。
So what he slaughtered is not just in his nation; it's like globally.
怎么这个时候就不见你呀？教皇、教宗这个时候出来说一句呀，拦阻希特勒的话呢
？How come during that time the Pope did not say anything about the Hitler?
啊，德国可能只有一位牧师敢说话吧。
Maybe there's only one pastor in Germany dare to say something.
Yeah, 他也编了一首歌《天父美善力量》，大家记得吧
？And he also just composed a hymn, and about the Heavenly Father's his power.
往往说真话的最后的结局就都是死了。
And the people who speak the truth, and at the end, they lost their life.
德国的潘霍华牧师因此而丧命啊
！And so the pastor in Germany, at the end, he lost his life.
但是他留的那首歌，我们现在还是感动。不已，对吧
？However, the song he has loved, and still today we are just so touched.
所以我们真的要很小心。
Therefore, we need to be very careful.
不能够在人本主义下论断他人，对吧
？So do not judge and under the humanism.
在圣经里边，上帝是有杀人的。
So in the scripture, and God did take life.
而且在旧约里边，很显而易见，他甚至吩咐以色列人杀那些人呢。
And in Old Testament, God just commanded the Israelites to do so.
所以。在圣经里边，上帝吩咐以色列杀人，也是呀，不是一件罕见的事情。
Therefore, in the scripture, it is not uncommon to see God taking life.
当然，我们不能反过来说，上帝就是一个以杀人嗜血为好的这么一个人，一个神，不是的。
God does not delight in killing.
所以，上帝绝对不是以嗜杀为美的事情。
So God just does not delight in killing.
比如说，这是在埃及。
So let's say it's like in Egypt.
他为了这一次杀长子的事件呢
？So before striking the firstborn，
我们从圣经看得很清楚。
We can see very clearly in the Bible。
要上帝是一而再、再而三的发出警告啊。
God has warned again and again。
警告了还要再警告啊
？He just again just many times。
直到第十灾这件事才发生。
So until the tenth plague, and then this happened。
请大家留意，有言在先与随意杀人，在本质上是显示出不同的生命态度，对吧
？To give warning beforehand and to take life carelessly, these are completely different in nature.
那其实，即使是神本身，他本有绝对的权柄啊。
Even God Himself, who has absolute authority,
他创造的生命，他当然可以把生命取走啊，他的权柄啊。
It is the Lord who created the life. Also, He can take the life.
但是，一旦牵扯到人的生死，人是小心了，再谨慎。
When it comes to human life and death, and acts it with great care and caution.
所以在伦理上，我们如何面对这样的事情也是不容易的，对吧
？Therefore, it is not easy when we face this in this morality.
但是这个道理是很简单的呀。
But the reason is very simple.
神的主权在神的手上，不在人的手上啊。
And the authority is in God's hands.
人的生命背后是神的形象与样式，所以你要敬畏神。
behind every human life is the image and likeness of God. So
其次呢是头生的人畜。
Secondly, the firstborn of men and the livestock.
可能这个时候我们会问了，为什么神要杀长子以及头生的牲畜呢？
Why did God strike the firstborn and the firstborn of the animals?
其实这个问题你要回到当年埃及人是如何看待长子或者看待头生的牲畜这个传统观念来看会有一些帮助。
We just have to look at how the Egyptians viewed the firstborn in their the tradition.
在埃及人的思想当中是怎么认为的呢？
So in eyes of Egyptians, what do they think?
他说无论是人还是牲畜只要你是头生的
They think whether human or life, or animal, as long as they're the firstborn.
对于埃及人来讲，都有其神圣性啊。
So the firstborn had a kind of the sacred statue.
他们甚至是将头生的呢，当做神来看待的埃及人。
They even treated the firstborn as gods.
也就是他们的偶像去膜拜或者尊崇的。
So they treated those idols to be worshipped and honored.
所以只要是个头生的，无论是人还是牲畜，在埃及人的心中。都是觉得有种崇敬的心情去看待他们的。
Therefore, when they treat the firstborn, either human being or animals, they just treat it as like a just the very high exalted.
理解这个背景对于理解杀长子的事件是有帮助的。
When we understand the background, then we understand more about why God just wanted to kill the firstborn.
其实长子与头生的这个传统呢
？So for the human nature, the firstborn of the and the human and animals in the tradition.
在中国也有类似的观念吧。
In the Chinese culture, has a similar concept.
在中国人的每一个家庭对长子也有一些与众不同的期望，会不会啊
？Every Chinese family just places unique expectation on the firstborn son.
在继承家业以及担当责任上呢
？When it comes to inheriting the family and the taking on responsibility,
长子通常会分多一份家产呢、啊、
？The firstborn will just share about this.Extra portion of the inheritance.
那当然，他担当的义务也会多一些嘛。
Of course, they will carry more duty and authority.
当然，时代走到今天，情况也会有些变化了。
So when you get to this day and the situation change.
对长子的期望值也会因着时代的变化而生出许多的变化值出来，对吧
？And of course, those expectations continue to change over time.
在我们家。早就没有一个什么长子的观念了，所有人都看你长子为无物，也是时代造成的观念了。
In my family, actually, the firstborn has not that doesn't have that such a big influence.
可能在中国大陆和这种情况会比较普遍吧。
It may be just kind of maybe popular in China.
但我发现，在东南亚、越南呐、台湾呐、柬埔寨啊，或者是泰国，这个观念还是比较还有吧。
And I just noticed that in Southeast Asia, Taiwan, Vietnam, they still have this kind of traditional concept.
最后呢是败坏埃及神。
Finally, the defeat of the gods of Egypt.
所以神在埃及击打长子啊。
So when God struck down the firstborn,
不但击打长子，而且还击打牲畜中头生的。
So both of people and livestock.
从神的眼光来观察这个问题呢
？So.To observe this issue from God's viewpoint,
我盼望弟兄姐妹明白，这本质上上帝在败坏埃及的假神呢、啊。
So in nature, actually, God was just judging and breaking the false gods of Egypt.
为什么这么说呢
？So what do we say?
因为当埃及人看见自己的长子和头生的都被击杀了
，When the Egyptians saw that the firstborn had died,
他们就晓得原来这些假神呀，并没有什么能力啊。
They just realized that their so-called gods could just that has not much ability.
因为更加了不起的上帝耶和华神说杀他就杀他了。
Because at God the Lord and who has the power, he just can just strike them down.
所以埃及的这些假神是没有能力的，没有能力保护他们的。
Therefore, those false gods has no just protection.
于是乎，千百年来所形成的偶像崇拜，在一夜之间都分崩离析、土崩瓦解了。
And in just one night, a system of idol worship built over generations collapsed completely.
当然，上帝败坏埃及的目的却是拯救。
But God's purpose of this judgment was salvation.
否则，生命如果不洁净呢，也难以承受或者担当神福音的大能啊。
Otherwise, if a life is not cleansed, it cannot receive or carry the power of gospel.
跟我们也是同样的道理啊。
It's the same meaning for us.
如果我们的生命里仍然有一些埃及神在作怪呢？
In the same way, if there are still gods of Egypt at work in our lives,
其实你也很难真正的信耶稣的。
It is hard for you to truly believe in God.
在我们生命中总是有许许多多的传统观念啊，固有的理念啊，都在拦阻我们真正去信耶稣的。
So there's a lot of traditional concepts that hinder us to believe in Jesus.
凡是与基督的心意背道而驰的心思意念呢？
Anything else that goes against the heart of Christ.
在神的眼中看来，不过就是世间的偶像迷惑。或者干脆就是粪土了。
Then in God's eyes, the idols of this world, they're just just kind of the rubbish.
好，我们看第二点，越过吐血的。
Let's look at the second point, the passing over of the blood.
为什么要在门框上涂抹羊羔的血呢？
Why did they need to put the lamb's blood on the door frames?
这位无所不知的神，难道没有能力认得出谁才是他的子民吗？
Isn't God all-knowing? Does he not already know who belongs to him?
这些问题应该怎么去理解，怎么看呢？
How do we understand and see this question?
首先，这是神的吩咐啊。
First, this is God's command.
将血涂抹在门框上，对不对？
So just apply the blood on the door frame.
圣经说这是耶和华的吩咐啊。
It is from the Lord's instruction.
而且他吩咐的时候是很坚定的。
When God commanded and he's very firm,
他说我是耶和华呀。
He said, I am the Lord.
这句话在圣经里面是个最非常有力的宣告，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very strong just a proclamation.
耶和华其实是希伯来语的四个辅音字母所组成的。
So actually, the name of the Lord actually is from the four letters.
如果说是用英文字母来表达，大概就 YHWH 来形容耶和华这几个字。
So in the English alphabet, it's YHWH.
许多的学者认为这个发音就是雅味猜是这个声音。
So many scholars believe it may pronounce Yahweh.
反正没有什么原因嘛，如此猜想也是合理的。
Though we just cannot just be completely just certain, just the guessing to be just.
直到2000年前的有一个译本是74希腊文的译本。
So in the Septuagint and the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
一些是埃及的学者了。
Those are the Egyptian the scholars.
将希伯来文呢给翻译成希腊文。
They just translated the Hebrew to Greek.
那这个耶和华。这个就翻成什么？翻成 Kyrios。
So they translate the Lord to the Kyrios.
Kyrios 是什么意思呢？
So what does the Kyrios mean?
天主教或者早期的中文译本都翻译成上主的意思。
So in Catholic, they or the early stage, they just translate the meaning is the Lord.
你看天主教的译文译本，这个翻译上帝比较多的翻译成上主，对吧？
So in the Catholic and they translate is the Lord.
经文当中也强调是在宣告一位掌管宇宙万物的主宰，对吧？
So the scripture that emphasizes here is very clear that he is the sovereign Lord.
正是这一位主宰，他来到埃及地。
The sovereign Lord of the universe has come to into Egypt.
向他的子民以色列人要下命令。
And is giving commands to his people Israel.
其实也如同向我们下命令啊。
And in the same way, he also gives commands to us.
圣经不是也吩咐我们要彼此相爱吗？
So the Bible, God just commands us to love one another.
圣经不是也吩咐我们不可停止聚会吗？
Not to stop gathering together.
要向他祷告、祈求和感谢、赞美啊。
To pray, to ask, and to give thanks.
问题是你听吗？
The thing is, do you hear it?
你知道吗？神在向我们要一个态度，你有这个态度吗？
God is asking an attitude from us. Do you?
让你祷告，你就说你困了。
So when we just tell you to pray and you said you're tired,
让你祈求你就懒啦。
We give a petition to the Lord and you're lazy.
让你向神凡事献上感恩，你又觉得不合理啊。
And you ask to give thanks to the Lord and you say it's not reasonable.
让你去唱诗赞美神，你说你不愿意啊。
And to just invite you to sing the praise you don't want to.
那请问你的态度是什么呢？
So what is your attitude?
你能够跟神交这笔账吗？
Are you able to give account to the Lord?
有一个不唱诗赞美神的基督徒吗？
Is there a Christian who does not sing praise to the Lord?
不怕你五音不全的弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, just don't mind about you cannot sing perfectly.
你总有办法去用心灵和诚实，用你的声音去唱诗赞美神，对吧？
There's also always a way you could just sing just from your heart.
其实教会也好，牧师也罢，鼓励弟兄姐妹，去祷告、祈求和感谢、唱诗赞美神，难道不是为了你的益处吗？
So when pastor of the church is invite you to just pray and send petition and give thanks to the Lord, isn't that for the good of you?
否则有一天你来到神的面前向他交账的时候，神说你会唱诗赞美神吗？
Otherwise, when one day you just come to the Lord to give account to him, and God asks you,
你说哎呀，上帝，我不会唱诗的。
And you just tell God, oh, I don't know how to sing.
难道你们的教会弟兄姐妹牧师没有提醒你吗？
Then God may ask you, so didn't your church, your pastor, your brother, sister remind you?
他提醒他的，我坚持我的，我就是不听啊。
Well, that's they did their part, but should I listen to them?
我就担心这个时候神说这都不听，那我可能也不认识你了。
I just have a concern, and God may just say, if you just don't listen, then I'm.
圣经不也讲得很清楚吗？让你祷告、祈求和感谢、唱诗赞美神，你却无动于衷、无感、无聊，对吧？那到最后你怎么面见神呢？
And the Bible said very clearly, so if you are indifferent to the prayer and the petition and give thanks, so what would you do?
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹每天都让祷告、祈求和感谢、唱诗赞美神环绕着你的生命、生活，好不好？
So I encourage brothers and sisters every day just have the prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, and sing the praise to the Lord.
牧师今天也在这里奉耶稣基督的名给弟兄姐妹一份鼓励，好不好？
Today I also encourage brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ's name.
其次，这是神的作为啊。
Secondly, this is the work of God.
你们看圣经，这神的描述很有画面感，会不会啊？
The Bible gives us a very vivid picture.
他说：“我一见这血，我就越过你们去啊。”
God says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you."
神在这里讲什么意思呢？
What does God mean?
他说我的吩咐是有价值也有现实意义的哟。
So what he means is my command is not meaningless; it has real significance.
Yeah, 无所不能的神，他不缺乏看见这血的能力，对不对？
God is all powerful; he does not need help to see the blood, right?
门上有颜色。
So even there's the color of the door.
夜幕降临，你会不会担心神看不清呢？
And when it's dark at night, do you have a concern God cannot notice that?
可能你想多了。
I think you just worry too much.
神不缺乏这个眼力劲儿的。
God is not lacking of this ability.
Yeah, 即使可能你担心他看不清吧。
Okay, even though you just have a concern, God cannot see clear.
刚刚宰杀的羊血，其实膻味也不是很大的。
Actually, the smell of fresh lamb's blood is faint.
那个膻味可以忽略不计的。
So we can just kind of ignore about this smell.
但是重点并不在这里啊，弟兄姐妹。
However, brother, sister, it's not a focal point.
我们不必去担心上帝的能力，阿们。
We don't need to worry about God's ability.
重点在哪里呢？
So the focal point is.
重点是说，若有人在顺服中。
When someone obeys God,
他就是一个与神有约的人。
He becomes a person in covenant with God.
神说了，我们就去做，多简单呢？
We just do what God says.
我们非要搞那么多复杂的东西。
Just be simple, don't be too complicated.
叫祷告就祷告嘛。
So we just pray, we just pray.
叫祈求就祈求嘛。
So go and get petition to God. We just
叫你唱诗赞美神，多委屈你呢？
So when we just ask you to send a praise to God, so do you just feel just like unease?
就是不肯成为一个与神有约的人，那你怎么办呢？
If you just don't want to be the person to have a covenant.
在人世间埃及所受到的劳苦成愁烦按道理已经成为过去的事了。
The suffering and burdens of Egypt are now in the past.
按道理都已经变成新的了。
They have become something new.
不管你过去经历什么，你今天毕竟信耶稣了嘛。
No matter what happened before, now you already believe in Jesus Christ.
信耶稣是什么意思呢？
So what does believe in Jesus Christ mean?
信耶稣就是要知道基督为你我舍命了。
That is, believe in Jesus Christ means Jesus already gave his life.
基督让死亡离我们而去了。
And the death has been removed just from us.
而且更重要的，这个福音是已成事实了。
And more importantly, the gospel is already a reality.
现在的问题是，你我是否愿意为神而活呢？
So the question now is, are you willing to live for God?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
还是继续坚持你的老我？
Or do you want to just proceed on your old self?
坚持到有一天神说不认识你？
Until the day God said, I don't know you.
要我相信神的心意目的要拯救你不是要抛弃你了。
I believe God's will is he wants to save you, not just.
好，最后这是神的应许。
Finally, this is the promise of God.
基督耶稣所流出来的宝血呢？
The precious blood of Jesus Christ.
就是神眼中所看见的信物啊。
It's a sign that God sees.
凡是与基督耶稣的宝血有关系的人呢？
All who are connected to the blood of Christ.
要上帝说灾殃必不临到你。
Will not be touched by destruction.
这是神永远的应许啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is God's eternal promise.
这也是神与我们所立的永约啊。
It is also the covenant God established with us forever.
有没有想过神为什么会对我们说这样的话呢？
Have you thought of why God just speaks this way to us?
他借着使徒约翰有这样的话教导我们。
Through Apostle John, and he says,
他说我将这些事告诉你们呢。
I have told you these things.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
So that in me you may have peace.
平安是怎么来的？
Where does peace come from?
在基督耶稣里的。
In Jesus Christ.
而是这个有平安在基督耶稣里是上帝的吩咐啊。
Peace in Jesus Christ, that's God's command.
对啊，是不是等于一劳永逸，什么困难、什么苦难都没有了呢？
Does that mean we won't have any difficulties?
耶稣接下来有话讲。
Jesus continued to say,
他说在世上你们有苦难。
Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
哇，原来我们信了耶稣在世上还有苦难哦。
Well, so we will have troubles in the world.
但你们可以放心。
But take heart.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
你知道什么是神的应许吗？
Do you know what God's promise is?
你在圣经里看见过神的应许吗？
Have you seen the God's promise in the Bible?
你知道圣经里面有多少应许吗？
Do you know how many promises in the Bible?
圣经有7000条应许啊。
In the Bible, there are 7,000 promises from God.
你知道7000条应许是什么意思？你理解吗？
Do you know what that means with that many promises?
圣经总共有30000多节经文。
In the Bible, there are like a 30,000 verses.
其中呢有四分之一强的经文是描述上帝的应许的。
One fourth of the verses emphasize about God's promises.
就是换句话讲，这个圣经中的四分之一啊以上都在谈上帝对我们的应许。
Yeah, in other words, one fourth of the verses and talking about God's promises.
这个应许包括什么内容呢？
So what do the promises?
包括我们生命当中是否有平安呢？
That includes the promises of peace.
我们活的是不是有喜乐呀？
Promises of joy.
我们是不是可以得到永远的生命，得到永生呢？
Promises of eternal life.
上帝会不会供应我们呢？
Will God provide us?
他是我们的牧者，我们必不是缺乏，真的吗？
He's our shepherd. We shall not be in want.
他应许我们要有满足信实的喜乐和爱呀。
God has promised to give us a fulfillment, faithfulness, and love.
你说圣经里边的财富宝贵的财富多不多呢？
So is there that abundant wealth in the Bible?
如此这般的丰富。
It's so abundant.
可能我们应该理解为什么教会牧师总是在鼓励我们要多而又多的读经、祷告、唱诗、赞美神。Amen.
And that's why Pastor always encouraged brother and sister just that to read the word, pray, worship more and more.
那当然我们可以揣摩一下自己的心啦。
Of course, we can also just examine our heart.
如果我们的内心深处听见祷告、祈求、感谢、唱诗、赞美，就是与之相对抗的话呢？
If we just go against with the prayer, petition, and thanksgiving and praise,
不是短暂的抗拒哦。
It's not a short period of time to resist.
那是长长久久的抗拒。
If we just again and again just to go against,
直到死那天你还在抗拒。
Till the day you die, you still just go against that.
那我真的可能要说，你可能真的不是属于上帝国度里边的人了。
Then I may just want to tell you, you may not belong to the heavenly kingdom.
你对属灵的事情无感。
If you have no feeling about the spiritual,
你对属天的事情没兴趣。
And you have no interest about heaven.
见到耶稣基督，巴不得快点躲开啊。
And you just want to just avoid Jesus.
一听说要向上帝祷告、祈求、唱诗赞美，赶紧就广东话叫撒手金领头，赶紧跑了。
And when you heard, just we just want to just pray and give thanks and sing praise to God.
你猜到末了的时候，上帝耶稣还会认识你吗？
Do you think by the time when you face Jesus, would you think he would know you?
可能比较大概率的主会说我不认识你啊。
High possibility, Jesus would say, I don't know you.
你什么时候唱过诗歌呢？
When did you sing the praise?
你什么时候向我祷告过呢？
When did you pray to me?
什么时候用心灵和诚实与我彼此交过心呢？
When did you communicate with your heart and just with me?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third one.
纪念逾越节。
The commemoration of the Passover.
请问逾越节是什么意思啊
？What does the Passover mean？
逾越节就是指神在埃及击杀埃及的长子的时候，以及那些头生的牲畜的时候，他越过了以色列人的房屋，凭什么
？It refers to the time when God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, but passed over the houses of the Israelites.
首先，当纪念这日啊。
First, to remember this day.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你有没有发现人是健忘的？
Do you notice something? Human beings are forgetful.
而且常常是好了伤疤忘了疼啊。
We easily just forget pain once it has passed.
对不对？女人生孩子疼得死去活来，有没有
？A woman just goes through great pain in childbirth.
但是过不多久就又想要多要一个娃了。
But after some time, she may still be willing to have another child.
呀，文革过去的并不太久，其实。
So the Cultural Revolution, just the event has not the passed by, just not far in the past.
哦，也是好几十年，五十年了也是。
It's been like a 50 years.
仅仅半个世纪而已。
Just half century.
人们好像就忘记了。
Seems like people forgot about it.
文革过去不太久，人们心中的文革瘾又不知不觉浮现出来了。
So after the Cultural Revolution, then just gradually people just kind of the human nature, the tendency just came back.
而且内心深处控制不住这种欲望啊。
They just cannot stop and the what they want to do.
人数并不少啊，人们会兴起一个新的个人崇拜来。
So and just people just new form as a new.Just fall into the new forms of personality.
我听说在中国有些人还继续向毛主席、毛泽东去祷告、去祈求，让他的女儿能读上好大学啊。
Some people even just pray to just leader the Mao to for their children able to go to university.
They make Mao Zedong as an idol.
So they just make Mao Zedong as an idol.
you need translate in Chinese, right? Yeah.我以后下次讲到用英文算了。嗯，究其原因是什么意思呢
？So the reason is very simple.
就是人们不长记性嘛。
There is people just do not remember well.
人们很健忘嘛。
People are just forget.
时间稍稍过一过就完全忘了。
When time passed by, they just forgot.
一年土，二年羊，三年不记得爹和娘，对吧
？So people just have the shortest memory, just easy to forget.
所以常常要。相互之间的提醒啊
！So we just have to just remind each other.
呀，耶稣基督亲自鼓励门徒也要如此行，为的是纪念我呀。
So Jesus just encourages his disciples to do this in remembrance of me.
这就是设立圣餐的道理啊。
So that's the reason that Jesus established the Lord's Supper.
就包括我们每周的主日崇拜。
In the same way, our weekly Sunday worship.
我们每天的灵修祷告。
Our daily devotion and prayer.
我们唱诗赞美神。
Our singing and worship.
目的难道不也是为了纪念主的爱吗
？All this are to remember the love of Christ.
这个纪念主的爱什么意思？你知道吗
？Do you know what does that mean to remember?
我们唱诗赞美神意味着什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what that means to sing the praise to God?
也如同在门框上涂抹上。耶稣基督的宝血为记号啊
！It is just like putting the blood on the door frame as a sign.
否则，当死神经过的时候，不知不觉就把你收了。
Otherwise, when the death just passed by, he may just take your life.
有一次，我跟我以前认识的一个好朋友。
One time, I met with my old time friend.
他也是个牧师哦。
And he's a pastor.
呀，在我生命服事当中，他也是曾经是我的一个同工了。
He used to be my coworker in my ministry.
但是他们家从他到他的师母到他的孩子，几乎从来不祷告、不祈求、不唱诗赞美。他真是个典型的例子。
However, in his family, he, his wife, and his children, they just very rarely just sing praise to God.
我那年讲到也讲到了出埃及记。
So that year, when I preached, I also preached the book of Exodus.
我那次可能有点。呀，也是年轻了，也是反，我也可能想上帝是借我的嘴巴对他讲话了。
And during that time I was young, but maybe God also want to use me just to speak to him.
因为他是我的顶头上司嘛。
He B is my my supervisor.
我就跟他讲，我说你和你的家，我好像从来不见你祷告、祈求、感谢、唱诗、赞美神呐、
啊。And I just said to him, I said, you and your family, I very rarely just see that you just sing praise to God.
会不会有一天死神经过你们家的时候，看见你们家没有这层宝血在遮盖呀、
啊、？I just I asked him. I said, could it be just one day when the death just pass by and we just what would happen?
或者一个不留意把你们家的生命把你们家生命给拿走了多可惜赶紧祷告唱诗赞美神吧
So you just may want to just quickly just pray and sing praise to the Lord
其实我当时讲是有点开玩笑的比较年轻气盛不懂事了
During that time I was young and I was just kind of like in a way of just the kidding to him
但是我也没想到大概十年前神真是把他的生命给拿走了
But out of my expectation, 10 years ago, and God took his life.
我生命，我是对他就有一些 feel sorry, 有点难过了。
I feel very sad about that.
我觉得他应该带领全家成为一个属灵的领袖，不要连累一家，也不要连累他自己。神看你在地上又不做光，又不做盐，活来有何意的？拿走算了。
I was just thinking that God, he just did not just lead, His family and just to worship to the Lord.
这个见证对我们每个人都是一个提醒了。
So this testimony is just kind of a reminder to us.
我们今天基督徒的生命留在地上唯一的一个原因就是为神做见证。
So the Christian's life in this world is to just bear witness for God.
就是要让福音显出他的大能来。
So to let the gospel to reveal his power.
要救一切相信的。
To save everyone who believes.
问题是你相信吗？
The thing is, do you believe?
你活出了这份信心吗
？You truly live out of faith.
人非有信不得神的喜悦哦。
Without faith, we cannot please the Lord.
其次是耶和华的节。
Secondly, the feast of the Lord.
请问什么是耶和华的节呢
？What are the feasts of the Lord?
或者说为什么一定要守耶和华的节呢
？And why should we keep the festivals?
节日的节了。
And that is the
所谓耶和华的节是指神与人之间约会的时间呐、
啊。The feasts of the Lord are in essence appointed time between God and His people.
当然也包括约会的地点和事件和人物了。
Also including the location and the event.
在圣经中比较集中表现，比较表达在利未记23章比较多。
This is most clearly expressed in Leviticus.
大家有空去看一看啦。
And we just can just go.
比如说是有安息日啦、逾越节啦、除酵节啦、初熟节了、五旬节、吹角节、赎罪日、祝棚节等等，八个。
That includes the Sabbath, the Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of the First Fruits, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of the Tabernacles.
Yeah, 今天的主日讲到重点不再讲节日。
So our focal point for today's preaching is talking about those feasts.
但是经文碰到它了，我们稍稍提一提吧。
But because the scripture mentioned this, so we just mentioned a little bit.
每一个节日对于神的子民来说都有特定的意义的，对吧
？Each of these feasts carries a specific meaning for God's people.
你看刚才读的那些节日，就是以色列人整个从出埃及之后整个的经历回到应许之地，就是他们的亲身经历啊。
So those feasts we just mentioned, actually, that's for the Israelites when they just go into the wilderness and just to the promised land.
每一个节日都是预表着或者代表着纪念着什么东西呢？就是以色列人跟上帝之间相交相遇的彼此相爱的时空点，对吧？
So each feast just mentioned about the time and space for them to just encounter with the Lord.
那我们今天是活在新约啊。
For us today, we're living in the New Testament.
Yeah, 可能我们未必熟悉以色列这些节期了。
Maybe we're not familiar with all those feasts.
Yeah, 如果你很想活那个节期，也没有律法的限制，你就活呗，也没关系。
Well, if you do want to just to keep those the feasts that deserve, it's fine.
但是在使徒行传15章耶路撒冷大会上讲的很清楚，节日外邦人不是必须要守的。
However, in the book of Acts, chapter 15, and the conference of the Jerusalem mentioned that it's not that necessary for the New Testament believer to.
Yeah, 他已经是尽可能的减低新约信徒的担子，对吧
？Just to reduce and the burden for the New Testament believers.
但是至少信主的人要守主日，这个是个基本功吧。
However, very basically, the believers need to just keep the Lord's day.
有没有想过我们为什么要来敬拜神呢？
Have you thought of why we want to just worship God?
试试想想，有什么理由比来朝见神更重要的呢？
Is there anything more important than coming to meet with God?
想想我们的学习、我们的工作、我们的考试、训练、相貌等等都很重要，对吧？
So our studies, work, exams, and training seems like they're all very important.
但是我们的选择也在表达我们的核心价值观啊，弟兄姐妹。
But our choices reveal our true values.
其实这里就在拷问我们的灵魂，你知道吗
？So this is just kind of just asking about our soul.
上帝也在查考我们的核心价值观呢。
God just wants to examine our core values.
到底这位为你舍命的主，舍命的主在你的心中占有怎样的地位呢？
What place does the Lord who gave his life for you have in your heart?
最后是永远的定力了。
Finally, an everlasting ordinance.
信仰，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不是一年半载的来凑个热闹，不是这样子的。
Brothers and sisters, faith is not something we do for a season.
也不是为了呀达到某种目的而来的教会打个卯、报个到、踩个点、打个卡，对吧？
Nor is it just to attendChurch for a purpose to show up, check in, and then move on.
那请问我们当中有没有这样的人呢
？So, among us, is there anyone is like this?
以前我在欧洲牧会的时候
，When I was pastoring in Europe,
当时的教会就遇过很多这样的穿州过府的人经过教会。
So during that time, I often met people who were just constantly moving from place to place.
一波一波的。
And they just like a just confirm moving from place.
Yeah, 可能本周教会来的是从德国来的一批人来了。
So maybe one Sunday people would just come from Germany.
Yeah, 上周或者下周主日可能来的就是从比利时卢森堡过来的。
And then the next week, others might just come from Belgium or just Luxembourg.
Yeah, 干什么都有，画画的也有，然后去打黑工的也有。来到教会找老婆的也有，或者是找些什么工作机会的关系，多的是这种理由了。
So many just came to seeking things that would meet their needs in life.
这些人来到教会，基本上就是找各样能够满足生活呀、居留啊、身份的工作，通常打黑工了，找老婆的等等，目的就是这些。
So their purpose to come just mainly just like for residence, identity, for work, or for like a marital relationship.
甚至有些人说，哎，在教会找女朋友好啊，教会的女朋友比较老实，比较温柔，比较顺服，比较善良，对吧？
Some people may say, oh, it's safer to find a girlfriend in the church because they're usually better and nice.
但我发现一个非常典型的一个现象。
However, I noticed a very typical phenomenon.
一旦这些人达到他们的目的
，once they achieve their goal.
他们就像候鸟一般的
，They just like the migratory birds.
很快就飞向未知的远方。
Very soon, they would just fly towards somewhere unknown.
但是未必是飞越死亡啊。
However, they may not just pass by death.
他们有可能是飞向死亡。
They may just fly into death.
可能是飞进死亡。
Or fly just into death.
你来到教会没有真的跟耶稣基督建立关系。
If you do not establish a relation with the Lord when you come to the church,
这得进的教会的好处
you got all the benefit in the church,
得进的教会的关怀
and receive all the care in the church,
得进的教会的人脉和关系
and receive all those connection in the church,
然后你就转身远离决绝的而去
and then quickly you just turn around, just leave the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
教会是人生命中永远的停留，能听得懂这句话吗
？Church is the forever stay and in our life.
为什么知道吗
？Do you know why?
因为教会的头是基督啊。
Because the head of the church is Christ.
我们与基督的相约是在上帝永恒的国度里啊。
Our covenant with the Christ is in God's kingdom.
而且凡是属神的人呢，他一定会一同与上帝守候这份。永远的定力。
Also, the one belong to Christ will together just keep God's everlasting ordinance.
想一想，心里有一些温暖，也有一些伤悲了。
When I thought about this, I feel warm. Also, I have some sadness.
好，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
圣经说，旧事已过，都变成新的啦。
The old has passed away, and everything has become new.
既然我们已经被神带走。
So if God has already brought us with him,
而且飞越了死亡之地，
and passed through death,
为何你还要惦记在埃及地所挨过的那个皮鞭呢？
Why should we still long for the whips of the Nile in Egypt?
真的是有一些人宁肯选择活在独裁者的皮鞭之下，他也不愿意呀去寻找那自由呀永远的天家。
Some people are willing just to stay under the whips of the dictators and then not to go to the eternal home.
总在怀念法老手中的皮鞭抽的很爽啊。
And just still long for the whips of the Nile and in Egypt of them.
反过来跟着上帝会怎么样呢？
On the contrary, if we just go with the Lord,
到了旷野不过就是吃玛拿嘛。
In the wilderness, they just ate manna.
而且玛拿的味道没有埃及尼罗河的河鲜这么味美香甜呢、啊、
？And it's not as delicious as the seafood by the Nile.
玛拿的平淡无味、清心寡欲，熬过了整整一代人呢、啊。
So the manna, this simple, plain, without rich flavor, it just it was a season just lasted for a generation.
仅仅剩下约书亚和加勒去到了应许之地啊。
Only Joshua and Caleb, and they just entered into the promised land.
那么你呢，弟兄姐妹？
But what about you, brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你的心之所牵，灵之所在，是什么？在何方？
Where is your heart truly attached? Where does your spirit truly belong?
我们每个人都要面对一个拷问灵魂的光景，对吧？
We all need to face this and to just examine and our spirit.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我要感谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
你说那一个晚上你要巡行埃及地啊。
You said that night you would just go through the whole Egypt.
而且你提前就宣告了你要将埃及地的一切投生的，无论是人还是牲畜，都要击杀。
Also, you just pre-told them that you would just kill the firstborn.
因为这是第十灾了。
Because this is the tenth plague.
上帝的忍耐已经到达完全的地步了。
God's endurance has come to the extreme.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你的长阔高深的大爱。
Thank you for your everlasting love.
求你帮助我们纪念这日啊。
Help us to just remember of this day.
因为这日子是耶和华的逾越节啊。
Because, and that is the Passover.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.